everybody, Andy here again. When I know I should really know about these things now and expect coincidences to happen, but over the past couple of days, especially yesterday, they seem to be springing up all over the place. I mean, my last audio boo all about seaweed and the power of Twitter, etc., was based around coincidences and connections, etc. But yesterday I wrote a blog post for my new blog called Vinyl Junkie, and it was all about the single Life on Mars by David Bowie, and I'll put links to things below in the description. But in the course of that, I happened to, because it provokes memories, one of the reasons I started that blog is because of these vinyl records provoke memories and bring back memories of especially my teenage years and the years when I first started work. And in the course of that particular blog, I happened to mention how it reminded me of that, because I used to love all of this music, but most of it I couldn't afford to buy because I was a teenager just getting pure pocket money back in the 1970s. Things were a little bit different. But when I started work and started to get pay packets, that's when I went back and bought some of these singles that I couldn't buy, including Life on Mars. And I happened to talk about, getting the pay packets. And today, someone that I follow, the journalist David Hepworth, has written a blog all about pay packets and the old-fashioned pay packets that used to get like an envelope or, where you used to get your money into it, and sometimes I'd have a little window in it. And it just, once again, took me back, because I remember that. I remember getting those pay packets. Where I used to work, it used to be on a Thursday, and the man used to open up a little hatch in the mess room, the area that used to sort of sit around it. And they used to open up this little hatch, and there'd be all these people waiting, queuing up, waiting for their pay packets. It was the only way at that time, back in the 70s, that you could get paid in cash every single week, only on a Thursday. I think he used to open at 10:30 in the morning, then he'd shut again at 1 o'clock till 2 o'clock for lunch, and then he'd be shut again by 5 o'clock. And no matter when you were working, if you were working nights or whatever, you had to be there at that time. Otherwise, you couldn't get your pay packet for that particular day. You had to make arrangements to pick it up the next day, or maybe you could get somebody else to get it. You had a little pay slip you had to pay in, and we used to have these little like cellophane envelopes, and it used to have your name on it, and then a copy, I suppose, of your pay slip that you used to have and how much money, and you used to be able to see what you got in there, whether it be coins or whether it be notes. And David Hepworth was talking about with him like a brown paper envelope, and I remember those type of things as well from other people, and they used to have like holes in, you could basically see how much money was in there, and effectively count it before you opened it up. Amazing how these coincidences happen. And yesterday another one happened. I recorded a video yesterday afternoon all about blog posts, and I'll put a link to it. I'm not going to go into that particularly now and confuse everybody. But yesterday evening, after I posted that particular blog, but I hadn't actually linked it to anything, if you see what I mean, to my Twitter account or to my main blog, I just uploaded it to YouTube and just left it there for a bit. That I had started to have a conversation on Twitter with a couple of good friends of mine who I know and have met, both of them over in California, and we were talking all about how social media is changing and about different platforms and how we use different platforms to link all these different things about, and even tying up with blog posts. And it reminded me, once again, took me back, and I said, well, I've just recorded a video that touches on that type of thing. And also, one of the guys was referring to a video that I made a while ago. And as I said, it's amazing. I always remember people talking about, maybe slightly different, but old Charles Dickens novels. You know, you may well have read Charles Dickens novels or seen, dramatisations on film or on the TV. And one of the criticisms that's often made about them is the fact that there are far too many coincidences happening in Oliver Twist. That would never happen. How come that happens? That really wouldn't happen. We all know that true life is sometimes far more interesting and far more amazing, and far more coincidences and strange things happen in real life than they ever do in fiction. I've been on holiday and bumped into people that I know in Spain or Greece or something like that, or you meet someone who knows you from somewhere else, and we've all been there, we've all seen those coincidences. But as I said, a couple of those have come out for me in the last couple of days. Strange, but then maybe I should be expecting these things by the time I get to my age. Anyway, I'll leave it there. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.